The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, I'm Nora. Welcome to my podcast, Behind the Moves, The Life of a Dancer. In this series, I will be talking about firsthand experiences, my experiences being a competitive hula and Tahitian dancer, all the way from training, competition life, and dancing at such a young age.
Do it for fun, don't take it personal. Personally, I'm surprised you call me.
Welcome to episode 1, Keiki. Keiki means child in Hawaiian, and in this episode, I will be talking about my life as a young dancer. I'm going to be talking about all my first experiences in dance. I'm going to give you a quick history and background on hula and Tahitian dance. Tahitian comes from the islands of Tahiti, and it's more of a fast-paced type of dance. There's Ori Tahiti, which is the fast-paced dance, like I said earlier, and there's also Ahuroa. Ahuroa is more of the slow dance. Hula is all graceful. We all are so graceful with our hands, and these type of dances are basically the dances you ever see at luaus. If you ever go to a Hawaiian luau, then you'll see these dances there. Also, with these dances, we talk through our hands. We tell stories through our hands and through our hand motions. Now let's get into how I started dancing and what got me into dance. So my mom danced when she was younger, and I remember her telling me that there was this hula instructor that came to her school, and they basically taught her and her classmates hula, which is really cool because you don't really see that around here. But ever since, hula has always stuck with her and my family as a whole. My big cousin danced at the studio I'm dancing at right now, and she started dancing there first before I did because she's obviously older. But my mom saw that she started dancing because my mom stopped after a while, but my older cousin started, and my mom wanted to put me into dance because of how much she loved it. I started dancing at 3 years old, and I honestly don't really remember a thing, but I do remember getting lots of stage fright during my first performances. I started dancing when I was 3 years old. My mom put me in dance, and I didn't really have an opinion. I didn't really want to join dance, but I didn't not want to join dance. I just kind of was put into it because I was so young, and you're kind of in that stage of like life as a toddler where like you're trying new things out and like your parents are testing things out for you. So dance was one of those things for me. And I remember during my first performance or show, I was put in the back row because I was like the smallest one there, but in the show, I moved up to the front row because I really just didn't know what I was doing and I didn't know where I was supposed to go. And I remember my dance teacher started laughing because it was just this small girl who's supposed to be put in the back but went up to the front row even though I wasn't supposed to. As I started getting older, maybe 4 or 5 years old, I kind of had an idea of like what I wanted to do. I started gaining my own opinions, and it's not like I was a toddler anymore. I was like a kid. So that made me change my perspective of dance like a lot. I wouldn't want to go to practice at all. My mom would have to drag me out of the house just to get to the studio, and I just really didn't have the passion or determination to do it. Just like every other kid, like all we wanted to do was go home after school and play with our toys or iPad or just do whatever. I did not want to go to dance or go to practice. Like I remember going to practice and I would not try at all. My knees would be straight when we're supposed to be bending our knees and moving our hips. My hands would be so sloppy. I would not be graceful at all. And I'm pretty sure everyone in the studio could see that I didn't want to be there. And looking back at it, I feel so bad for my dance teacher now because I was just not the happiest kid at the studio. And that playing a role of me not wanting to be at the studio, I also did not have the determination to make any friends. So I was really alone at the studio. I would be just go there just to dance and just go home. Like I didn't go there to have fun or anything like that. I did not have any determination whatsoever when I was a kid. Getting put in the back row of every single dance also did not help with my determination to dance at all. All I wanted to do was just be good at something, and dance was the only thing I did when I was younger. Like, my brother played sports. He played basketball and football and baseball, but I was just in dance, and he was so good at everything that he did, and I just wasn't. So it just made my self-esteem so low at a young age. And I would also compare myself to other dancers at the studio, and it wouldn't make me try harder. It wouldn't make me try to be better than anyone else. I would just not try at all, and I would just let everything go down, which is really bad for a young girl and a child especially, because all a child wants to do is just play and be happy, like I said earlier, but not me. I think it got to a certain point where my mom realized that I didn't like dancing, with how much I didn't want to go to the studio and how much I hated going to practice or shows, that she just pulled me out. I think I remember her asking me if I wanted to keep dancing or not, and I said no. And I remember I was just so happy because I hated dance. Like, I truly did not want to be there. And I stopped at about 6 years old, and I took a break for maybe like 1 or 2 years after that. And I'll tell you the story about how I got back into dance after those 1 or 2 years. I was probably around 7 years old, so maybe like second grade. And I remember being at school at PE, and I was just playing capture the flag or something, I don't know, but I remember seeing this girl. She looked so familiar, and I was like, I think she danced at the studio before. So me being the most oblivious kid and like bold kid ever, I went up to her and just asked her if she danced at the studio I used to dance at, and she said yes. And we were just talking about it, and like, she was telling me about like all the girls and how much she loved dancing and like how she competes, which I was like so amused because I've never seen anyone like compete before, because I was so young. Like, I would just do all the shows and go to practice, but she would tell me about how much she loved it, and like, it really put me into like a new perspective, and I was like, maybe I'll like it this time. And I was being very open to start dancing again because of this girl who was at my studio, because she was telling me about how much she loved it. And my school like was in the same city as my studio, so a lot of the girls actually went to the studio from my school, so we kind of like all like knew each other, or knew of each other at least. And then she brought me up to some of the girls at the studio, because we all went to the same school, and they were also just telling me how much they loved the studio and loved dancing and how I should come back. So that is what made me come back, are all my friends from school who also went to the studio. So I told you guys earlier about how I didn't like being at the studio, also because I didn't have any friends, or I didn't have any determination to make any friends. And I think this conversation with my one friend is really what turned me back to the studio, because I didn't feel so alone anymore, and I felt like I had someone to relate to. Before my first class back, I was so nervous. I was contemplating if I should go or not, but my mom was just telling me to just try it out, and if I don't like it, then I don't have to do it, because I think it was like a free trial for like the first class. So then I just went, and I remember seeing pictures of myself like went from my first class back, and my dance teacher was helping me with my arms and my legs, and I just looked so scared. But my mom just kept reassuring me that it's okay and it's normal to feel this way, and just to keep trying out, like not quit the first time, and just keep going. If anything, just to keep going, to like have fun with my friends. As I started going to dance more, I started to love it a lot more, and it's not just because my friends, but I truly saw progress within myself, and being at the studio just made me want to dance even more and more. I would literally go home and like practice again, and it's not like it was just me trying to be better, it's just I just loved dancing. Like, I would put on a skirt and put on like a costume top or something and just look at myself dancing in the mirror, and I just felt so good about myself. After practicing so much, my teacher realized that I started progressing and getting a lot better. So she asked me to join the show group, which is a group at my studio that basically does all the shows and performances, and we're basically like the representation of our studio. So I was really excited but scared, because this means that I would do a lot more shows. Being in show group though gave me lots of confidence, and that confidence led me into competing. And competing was actually really fun for me at a young age. I would basically just go to competition and all my friends would be with me and they would all compete too. So it's like, it was like a big hangout and we would just all mess around. And even though, yes, we were competing, it's like we were kids, so we were still careless and we still knew how to have fun. Though competing was still fun for me, I still felt very nervous before each of my competitions. Like, I would feel so shaky before I would get on stage. And it's crazy to think that like such a young child could feel this way, because I would go back to my ways of comparing myself to other dancers, and I honestly feel so bad for little me, because I would never want a little kid to ever feel this way, comparing themselves to like other people or not feeling good enough. But I think it really grew me into the person I am today. So everything just builds up and just makes me stronger, which is okay. After being in all of these shows, doing competitions, and just doing all of these performances, it really showed how much I've improved as a dancer. I've gotten so much more recognition from pro dancers, teachers, and judges. It really boosted my confidence, and as my confidence was boosted, it inspired me to work harder and just be the best dancer that I could be. Having all of these dance opportunities or dance experiences not only made me strive for the highest with everything I do, not just dance, but in life, but it also taught me so many morals. Like, for example, I learned how to be disciplined at such a young age. I learned how to be accountable with myself. I had to make sure I'm doing like the things I need to do. Like, for example, if I needed to win a competition or make it to the final round or not mess up in any practices, then I'd have to practice by myself at home other than practice. I'd come home after school and the first thing I would do is dance, and I couldn't do anything else before I got something down in dance. It also really helped me to have a positive attitude in life. With how much I've been through as a young dancer, comparing myself to others, putting myself down, feeling discouraged, as I grew older, I learned how to have a positive mindset and always look on the bright side. So overall, I didn't really like dancing when I was younger, but I grew into having so much passion for it, and it's taught me so many things throughout my journey of life and dance, of course. There's this saying that my dance teacher always tells us. It's kulia ika nu'u. In Hawaiian, it means strive for the highest, and that's the mindset I always try to keep every single day and with everything I do.